God, I was hoping so. Both. I'm very uncomfortable right now. Thank you.
That actually might be a good one. I might have to ask you that.
I can't do it.
Okay, I can kind of hear myself.
Yeah, if you want to ask me bizarre questions, that's cool.
I don't know. I was gonna ask you about, you know, we could do the intro. And then, your influences, you know, who you listen to now.
Who I listen to now?
Don't answer yet.
I was just thinking. Yeah. Thinking out loud.
Intended audience or, some sort of, message, if you will. How to, find your music, where you've played before, that kind of stuff, you know. How you feel about music piracy. And then it's pretty much it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys are all set to start when you want.
Okay. Are you ready?
Is this end of your time?
Yes.
Yes. All righty then. So, should I pretend like we're live? Might as well, right? Oh, yeah, I guess so. You're right, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so you are here listening to Greenlight Radio on 95.3 FM. I am the Helix, and I have a very special guest in the studio today. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I am Harold Liller from the Emperors,
I'm Matthew Lake, the musical accompaniment here from my buddy.
The Hebrew Hammer himself.
The Hebrew Hammer, nice.
We're glad to be here on Pirate Radio tonight.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't we start it out with, what makes you tick and
what makes me tick?
Oh, yeah, musically.
Musically? Oh, I thought you meant something else completely different. Musically, what makes me tick? Anything good. Now, that's a very vague statement, but anything with soul, I think I should say. Soul means different things to different people, but musically, what makes me tick are songs. Songs about people. Indeed.
Okay. I like it. Stories, you know?
Not necessarily stories, just something that communicates to you within the song. Doesn't necessarily have to be in story form. Could be written in metaphor. But I'm a lyricist at heart, so I stay more in the singer-songwriter vein. Let my friends like Matt here do the musical stuff.
All right, working with words. I like it. So, are there any special bands or certain artists that you just can't get enough of?
Bob Dylan's my favorite. Rolling Stones are my favorite rock and roll band. I honestly listen to those two artists more than anything, probably. Old school blues, old school country, you know, George Jones, Dolly Parton, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Old school rock and roll, just basically bread and butter, old school influences. I listen to newer artists like Gillian Welch, Ryan Adams, stuff like that, more alt-country influences, but basically just classics, you know, Robert Johnson, Hank Williams, and Otis Redding.
Yeah, all very fantastic. So where are you from? You say you have a country influence, maybe a little
twang. I am a purebred hillbilly. I am from the Potomac Highlands of the Allegheny Mountain Range in West Virginia, Mineral County, Kaiser, West Virginia. Well, actually, I'm from Headsville, but yeah, Kaiser.
Sneaky. Mm-hmm. Lying to us over here.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, so kind of has more of a country influence in a way, you could say.
Well, it's in my blood. I can't really get rid of it if I tried.
Right. That is all right. So, do you have, a certain, target you're trying to reach of people? Are you trying to affect a certain group or anything?
Not necessarily.
No?
I communicate my songs, like I was saying before, just to try to You know, anyone who listens to the music and relates to it, that's the audience I'm trying to reach. It's pretty simple, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have any sort of message that you're trying to...
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
Have a good time, right?
I would hate to lie to you. You know, we could pin something on it. Like, well, I'm fighting for the people, but it's not true. There is no message. Yeah, there is no message. It's just rock and roll.
That's a good quote. There is no message, it's just rock and roll.
It's true.
Yeah. Let's see here. I have so many like little notes over here. It's so hard to read. Why don't we get into how you feel about, you know, studio albums, and if you have you put any studio albums out, or do you do more live music?
We're a live rock and roll band. We have a demo for booking purposes that we've recorded. We thought about recording a live album. We've had an opportunity, a studio album, but we live for the live performance, you know?
Yeah.
The way we do it on stage is balls to the wall rock and roll, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And it's way easier to do that on stage than it is in a studio. You know, there's the energy sometimes that we capture on stage, I'm afraid, wouldn't be transformed through the studio recording. So I would consider us 100% definitely a live band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where, like, true music and musicians really can interact with, you know, it's like a whole community in the audience and the musicians, and they create this energy, like, vortex almost.
It's right. Well, I think the record industry, because of the invention of the internet and a little thing called karma, is finally going down. So in the next 20 years, there really won't be a need for major recording labels. It all happens over the internet. So pretty much the only way for professional musicians to make music to make money is by live performances.
Right.
You know, the raking in millions of bucks off studio albums, those days are gone, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Unless they're like live shows,
right.
Recordings. Yeah, well, that actually goes into my next question about how you feel about music piracy and pirating music on the internet, just like, you know, with all of these new technological advances that we have. Like, would you support it, or what do you think?
To me personally, with my own music, it doesn't matter to me. I just want people to hear it. They can take it from where they can find it on the internet and give it to whoever they want. It really doesn't bother me, and that's just my own personal opinion with my personal music. I've never spent 3 years making a studio album then have somebody steal it, so I don't know how that feels, but me personally, take it and run with it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's getting your name out there, it's getting your music out there.
Right.
Right, and it's for the public. It's
larger, yeah, exactly. It's made for them, so
right.
They should hear it no matter what.
Yeah. Let's see here. So, you're in the band The Emperors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you guys are all out of West Virginia? Is that where you mostly play, or...?
Yes, we play West Virginia, Maryland, Ohio, Pennsylvania, just the eastern seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in several different bands, but The Emperors is my band. We play my original music, and I'm also in the Sunshine Family Band and a band called Big Shiny Gun, both out of Morgantown, West Virginia. There's a really great music scene there, a lot of good bands. The Greens and Andy Tuck, great band. I would put them among the best rock and roll bands in the world on a good night. And Mr. Israel Stetter, the West Virginia, Pennsylvania blues champion, hails out of Morgantown, West Virginia, out of Weirton. A lot of great musicians in that area, a lot of great bands, the Weed Hawks, a lot of good music coming out of the
right
good old WVU.
Nice. And you guys, do you have a website, or where could you find your music?
You can find The Emperors on Facebook or on MySpace, SoundCloud. You can find links to the music there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the only place, unless you get it straight from us.
Right, which is the best.
Right.
That's why we're here doing this now. So enjoy it, damn it. All right, so that's great. Facebook, SoundCloud is definitely a good one. YouTube, yep, it's all over the place. Be sure to check out the Emperors. Mostly on the internet, that is. All right, so fun question. Where and what are you going to be doing? Where do you see yourself in a year? Because it'll be 2012 and shit.
Where do I see myself in a year? That's also a good question. I have no idea. I try not to plan that far ahead. I think life, you never can tell what's going to happen, so I try not to look that far into the future. It's not like I don't make plans, but to ask me where I see myself musically or even in my life in a year, I don't have the balls to say I know, because yeah. I don't.
Good answer. Good answer. I have no idea where I'll be either. Shit.
Right. The Ned Reservoir could break in the next 10 minutes and we all get washed out into the plains.
Right?
Anything can happen, folks. Anything. Especially on pirate radio.
That is correct. Shit, dude. Start looting that Pearl Street. I mean, it's going to be so flooded. First place I'm going is the Crystal Shop.
I'm breaking into Big City Burrito. I'm trying to get that pork carnitas recipe for years. I gotta have it on file there somewhere.
Right. That and then Mile High, probably.
Rock music. Les Paul.
Right.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. For all the like vinyls gone. Like shit. What else do you want to talk about?
Good question.
Right.
I love dubstep. No.
What has dubstep done for you?
It's really changed my life. You know, I can't imagine, what life would be like without dubstep. It would just be so hollow, and I would have nothing to shuffle my feet and jump up and down and throw glow sticks in the air too. You know, amplified whale farts have really changed my life.
I can only imagine how deprived you would be.
I mean, think about it. If you couldn't womp, what would you do with yourself?
It's a good question. I don't know. I would probably just crawl in a dark hole. You know?
I do that a lot.
Yeah. Wait for other wompers to join me.
Right. Because, I mean, what's the use of one person throwing glow sticks in the air?
Right?
Pointless. Pointless, folks. Can't do it by yourself.
Pointless. Funny. So, how do you feel about outdoor sex?
Well, I'm for it. I've always been a bit of a voyeur, you know, like after a while you get bored and you need an audience, you know, it's like I'm so good at it, somebody else has to be watching, you know, has to be, at least I think so.
You're so good at it, yeah.
Somebody should see it, yeah.
Funny. I'm a big fan, I second that.
Not a big fan of outdoor sex. Boulder's a great place for it, too. There's always lots of people out, lots of grassy areas.
Right, in the park.
Right.
It's the best. I'm also a big fan of parking in people's driveways. That's always a thrill.
It's a good way to get the cops called.
Yeah.
It's like pull over in a random driveway somewhere in Boulder and have wild, freakish sex, and then if they don't call the cops, just drive away.
Right, exactly. It's great.
You can't tell what's going to happen, you know? Come home from work, there's people fucking in your driveway.
You never know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure that's good luck. In some cultures.
In some cultures, that is good luck, yes. It's like a white dove.
So what are you doing in Colorado?
I'm on vacation, really. I came out here to visit some friends. I used to live out here like 5 years ago, and I needed to take a little break from Morgantown. Mm-hmm. So I came out here to visit friends and soak up some beautiful front range.
Yeah. And this fucking crazy weather we've been having. Some rain if you want some.
Yes, it hasn't rained this much in 8 years.
Yeah. Shit is crazy.
I think it followed me.
Probably. Great. Thanks, Harold.
You're welcome.
So are you going to be doing any, you know, open mics? I know Boulder has a lot of open mics. Is there any way that, like, our listeners could come see you?
Well, we did take over the backyard of Connor O'Neill's that one night.
That was actually really fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I went up and played the open mic at the First Street in Ned, and we played there at the back in the backyard of Connor O'Neill's. But
yeah,
other than that, I don't know. I have no real plans. I'm just kind of roaming around having a good time.
Yeah.
Taking a little break so that way when I get back to the East Coast, I can nose to the grindstone and bust out a bunch of shows.
Right.
I miss it.
It's a lifestyle.
Like dubstep.
Like dubstep. It's also a lifestyle. You're right. Well, shit, you should go to Connor O'Neill's open mic on Tuesday. They've got a really good one.
Yeah, like we tried it before, but it fills up really fast. You pretty much have to be there. But since we didn't make any time for the list, we just kind of appropriated the back smoking area and had our own little party back there.
The porch, which is really convenient that Connor O'Neill's has that.
Indeed. I know. Right there on... in downtown.
Yeah, and they're super cool for letting us do it, and that is my favorite porch, honestly. I love it.
I'm a porch player. I got a lot of favorite porches.
Nice.
I don't know what my favorite porch in Boulder would be.
Yeah.
It's probably on Euclid Avenue.
Yeah. Well, house porches and restaurant porches are so different.
Indeed.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're both
restaurant porches are better because... Well, actually, I would say the house porch. The house porch is way better because you don't have to pay as much for the liquor.
Exactly. Yeah, very true. Very true. Well, I don't really know how many other questions I have. Unless you... Do you have any funny stories? Or how about a good joke? Will you tell me a good joke?
No.
Oh, I know
you
got some.
My jokes are too horrible even for pirate radio.
Oh, try it.
Oh, no, it's bad. No.
They all involve dead babies and
rape and
murder. Yeah,
don't be scared.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
I can't do it. You know, they're really, really fucking bad. Yeah. And I can tell them in a certain setting, but not over the radio. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
All right, fine. Whatever.
Like, how do you make a 6-year-old cry twice?
Oh, God.
You wipe your bloody dick on her teddy bear. See, that's not fit for radio. Not any sort of radio.
That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Should believe me.
Hey, I'll tell you one then, too. What do you call a hooker with a runny nose? Full.
That's great. See, that's one I didn't know. That's amazing.
Isn't that good?
I thought I knew them all, yeah. Thought I knew them all.
Yeah, I love dirty jokes.
I know a lot. I get a lot from my mom. Like, once I reach a certain age, like, my mom knows a lot of dirty jokes. And, like, every time I see her, she pops one off. And it's like,
nice.
Glad I finally reached that age, Mom, where you can tell me dirty jokes.
But she's
makes so
stoked.
So comfortable. Yeah.
She's probably so happy to be able to tell you, too. That's funny.
It's true. That's what makes it so damn funny.
Well, we are here live in the studio with Harold Lyler and...
It's Liller, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's try that one again. At least it can be edited.
So I get that a lot. Howard Lyler or...
Harold.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. No, but it's Liller. Yeah, I like Miller, except with an L.
Liller. Okay. All right, so we are...
Germans.
Damn it.
The damn German.
All right.
Sorry.
So, you are listening to Greenlight Radio here on 95.3 FM or possibly greenlightradio.com. I am the Helix, and live in studio, we have Harold Liller and Matt Lake. Thank you guys for joining us, and why don't we have some music, some tunes? What should we listen to
that.
First?
The first song that we're going to play for you is an Isley Brothers tune. It's been done by a million different people, but it's one of my faves.
One of the faves.
Yeah, it's called You Left the Water Running.
All right. Hold on, wait for it. Do you need to sit down, too?
No.
Okay.
You left the water running when you left me behind. Left the wall running, running from these eyes of mine, running from these eyes of mine. You turned off your light, love. Girl, you didn't even try. You turned off all your love for me. You forgot to turn off the cry. Where you for? you pull those shades down low and disconnect the telephone. Tears are rolling down my face, but I can't turn them off and on. Baby, I can't turn them off and on. Cause you left the wall running when you left me behind. Baby, you left the wall running, running from these eyes of mine. Baby, running from these eyes of mine. Push me out the door, then you threw the key away. Oh, but you'll regret it, baby. You'll be upset when you get your water bill to pay. Oh, when you get your water bill to pay. Cause you left all the water running when you left me behind. Baby, you left all the water running, running from these eyes of mine. Baby, running from these eyes of This is a song I just wrote not too long ago. It's one nobody's got to hear yet. I wrote this about something that happened to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and it's called Tales of the BB. It goes like this. Again, though, which is the beauty of not being live. I'll do the introduction again. Can I hit that first?
Yeah,
This next song is a song that I just wrote. It's brand new and nobody's got to hear yet. It had a really dramatic night, not me, but in my life a couple weeks ago, and a friend of mine. Next day I wrote a song about something that happened to him. It's not something I normally do, is write songs about other people, but it's called Tales of the BB. It goes like this. Wants to remember the words to. I know everybody else's songs by heart. Yeah. I think I need to use that too. Well, maybe it's going out of tune, huh? This live. This next song is another new song that I just wrote. I actually wrote it just a couple days before I left to come out here. I haven't named it yet, but it goes like this. First one, like I can play it all the way through the first time without fucking it up. If I try to do it again, sorry. He was out of tune anyway, so we'll blame it on him. Totally your fault now. Tra la 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 la. No reason. Sweet. I'm sure it'll sound wonderful once we get it to work. But that's cool now because we're not live. You know, we have the opportunity to fuck with it. Next song is a song that I just wrote a couple days before I came out here. It's also a song nobody's heard yet. It has no title as of now, but it's an A and it goes like this. crack that wheel. This song needs no introduction. It goes like this. Going down Finished. And.
Got it.
It worked that time. You can see if I can. Talking earlier about influences, and I said something about Straight Balls to the Wall Rock and Roll. Well, the Faces are one of my favorite bands. So I'll play a song by them, or at least part of it.
Thanks for joining us here on Greenlight Radio, KGLR, The Helix, and we have had Harold Willard and Matt Lake out in the studio. That's what we're doing. Thanks for tuning in. Why don't you guys say your parts?
Goodbye. Thanks for having us on Pirate Radio tonight. Don't forget to look up the Emperors and the Sunshine Family Band and Big Shiny Gun on the internet. And if you're on the East Coast, come see us. Don't forget to buy your tickets to the Jerry Garcia Bash. You can find the link on Sunshine Daydream on Facebook. And thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Great time.
Yeah, great time. All right, Greenlight Radio, 95.3 FM.
This is Harold Liller from the Emperors, and you are listening to 95.3 FM Boulder.
Yeah. Yar, matey.